Good morning, everybody. This is Thomas speaking from the Holiday Homes podcast. And today I would like to talk about OYO hotels and homes. Not sure if you're familiar with OYO hotels and homes or OYO rooms, but it's a pretty big hospitality player, which is up and coming or has been up and coming for the past 6 years. They've just raised another $1.5 billion round in terms of venture funding and are up to global expansion. And why they are so interesting to look at and why we as hosts of short-term rentals should pretty much care of what they do and how they do it, that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. So if you're interested in finding out what the most advanced hospitality player is up to right now, then stay tuned and we'll get started right away. OYO Hotels and Homes. That's a name you definitely have to have on the agenda when you're looking into the hospitality space or the short-term rental space, and when you're looking for international players that are pretty tech-driven, that are growing a lot and that have quite a unique approach on how to serve people that are traveling and looking for a great place to stay. So OYO, it's in short for on your own, I guess, was founded a couple of years ago in India, so about 6 years ago. Some young guy who dropped out of college, I think, decided, well, I was just going on a trip, and the experience I had in the hotels was kind of not good, so I want to change that, I want to make it better. And what turned out as a small project became one of the biggest and fastest growing hospitality players in these times. So just 1 year ago, they were valued at about $5 billion, raised $200 million in extra funding from Airbnb, and did a venture together with SoftBank, also big investor, worth of $800 million US, so a total funding of $1 billion a year ago. And last night just broke the news that they were up to another big round of funding, which is $1.5 billion to take on further global expansion. So now you might ask, okay, why should I care? Why is it important to think about OYO hotels and OYO rooms? So the interesting thing is that, well, there are actually a few interesting things here. First of all, OYO takes a pretty technology-driven approach to selling hotel rooms and apartment rooms and living space. So they say, we want to own the guest from end to end. So we need to have some sort of user acquisition. So at one point, every guest in our hotels and our apartments enters our world, and once this person has entered our world, we will never ever leave that person again, which means that they'll just pick the whole customer journey you have when you go into a hotel or when you go into a short-term rental. You have various touch points, so there's some sort of booking process, then a pre-stay, communication with your host, then you have the stay itself, you need to check in, you need to check out, you might grab some food, you have some amenities on site which you want to use. So there are quite some touch points that you as a host can provide. And OYO has taken a pretty deep dive and has just tried to deconstruct each touch point in order to deliver the best guest experience possible. That's not always it's not always the best they can. They're still growing and still have things to improve, but just per se the approach, they say, okay, I want to own the guest relationship, and then I will want to take the experience apart and try to be as good as I can at every touch point in the customer journey. It's not unique, but from what I've heard and what I've known, it's one of the the latest player who's taken that approach serious and has taken it on a global level. So that's the first pretty big thing that comes into mind. And how they do it, they have an app, both an app for hosts and an app for customers. And with this app, they on the one hand go to the customers and say, hey, you can book anything you want here in this app, and then when you stay with us you can order all types of upsells. You can order food, you can order tickets, or book a restaurant, or even when you're done with your stay you can order some stuff to eat, so that you don't have to leave hungry. So very, very nice and very well done. And they also have, on the other hand, a nice B2B app for the host, for the hotel operator, that he has a nice thing to run the hotel numbers driven, that you can promotion, it can run promotions from your dashboard. You can see what the occupancy are, what bookings are coming in. You can assign people to maintain your rooms and to clean the rooms, the housekeeping services. So it's pretty decent, and it's just a well made good product, and so far not unique but very special in the industry. And so you might ask, okay, they have some nice software, so what? Why are they so well funded? Why have they grown so fast? And why should I care? So they have taken, in terms of growth, a pretty interesting approach. They started as some sort of listing website, like an Airbnb or Booking, but then discovered it's just half the truth for the guests. So you can do some sort of listing, you can do reviews, but it's only half the truth. What you really want to have, you want to be, so what they call themselves, a full stack vertically integrated hospitality company, meaning that they own the whole journey of the guest. So they're not just helping the guest to find a place to book, but they also own the interface to the hotel. So they started out by going to big hotels and asking for 2, 3, 4, 5 rooms to manage, but then they found out, well, we can make the rooms look nice, but when the guest arrives at the check-in and in the entrance in front of the hotel and that doesn't look nice, then the user experience sucks. It's nice to have a good room, but you don't just want to have a good room, you want to have also all the stuff that's around the room. So that's why OYO decided to take it one step further and say, hey, so instead of just going for the rooms, we'll now try to convince small family operated hotels or B&Bs to run under the hotel the OYO brand. So something like McDonald's, they just go and say, hey, we can help you double your revenue, make you more effective, so you will be at the end of the day super profitable, and you don't have to work much less work as today. And how do we do it? Because we have this brand new superstar software that helps you run your hotel much more efficiently. Plus we have an installed user base of hundreds of thousand people in your specific area, so we can at the click of a button help you sell more as compared today. And for that we charge a commission. So for every dollar or euro, whatever we generate for you, we'll get a decent commission for that, and it's in the area of about 20-22%. So in so doing, they have a pretty strong argument to get in touch with hotel operators, with B&B operators, or with a small vacation rental operators, so the likes of you and me. Because it's very compelling. They say, hey, at the end of the day, we'll double your revenue, you will have less work, and all we do is just hook you up into our system and then help you become much more professional as you are today. So, sounds pretty compelling, right? Some of you might now ask, hey, okay, interesting. There might be operators who do that, who find that acceptable. But what if I didn't want to do it? I'd love to have it. I'd love to use software or double my revenue or be more profitable. But what if I don't like being owned or run by an Indian hospitality company? That's a very solid question, and that's why we are trying to put down a couple of tools and things that should be relevant and interesting for you to get to a similar proficiency level with your short-term rental or vacation rental as, for instance, Oyo is doing it. So we have lined out a strategy on how to get more direct bookings for you. We have laid out a strategy on how to digitize and automize the whole customer journey as much as you can. And all the work we've done, you can find on our blog on superhost24.com and dive deeper into it. And we're also up for helping you, for coaching you on how to achieve that same very level of efficiency NOU has. And that's particularly interesting when you are still young enough, still motivated, still having enough energy to say, hey, it's nice what OU is doing, but I want to do it myself. It's my home, it's my B&B, it's my hotel. So I want to be in charge of the whole process. And I'm more than happy to get some assistance and to get some help. But for now, I want to be the king in my castle. So if you really want to up, you're really up to that, and if you're really excited about that, then with our blog superhost24.com, we'll have everything you need to get to this level OYO is providing you with. So to cut a long story short, the two things that you should really take out of that podcast is, what is OYO doing really, really well? Step number one, they try to own the whole customer journey, saying that as soon as a new guest enters their world, they try to not let him go again anytime in the future. So they have offering for all types of travel-related needs, be it a business trip, a leisure trip, alternative forms of accommodation, travel, food, even some sort of friend mechanics. So the OYO universe provides everything they need for their travels, and so that they don't have any reason to leave the OYO universe anytime again. Thing number two you should keep in mind when thinking about OYO and trying to learn for your short-term rental business is, OYO is completely integrated through the whole stack of what you need to run a short-term rental. So they're not just listing their stuff anywhere and then let somebody else do the work. They have really deconstructed every step in the customer journey. So from checking in, checking out, cleaning, supply, additional services. So they have everything under control and have really in-depth tried to understand and analyzed what do we have to do to make a customer happy, to make a guest happy, and then try to perform their work, their tasks, their to-dos as well, as good as they can, to really deliver that value to the guests that they have identified as important. And when you just take that these ideas for your own business, for your own short-term rental business, then I'm pretty sure you will be successful and increasing your revenues and increasing your customer happiness as well. So that's in short. Of course, you could go on for hours of what I wanted to share with you on the OYO case, which I find deeply exciting and interesting to watch. And I hope you can get something out of you for your short-term rental business as well. And that's about it. Talk to you soon. Bye.